This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to meet UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres today. Road Department directs to complete repair of roads before Ghatasthapana to ease travel during festivals. And Sri Lanka votes in first election since protest ousted president in 2022. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, leading the Nepali delegation to participate in the 79th General Assembly of the United Nations, has arrived in New York on Friday night local time. Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to meet UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres today. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Prime Minister will also address the fossil fuel-related program at the Glasshouse for Parliament Forum today. In honor of Prime Minister Oli, the permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations has also arranged a reception today. Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to address the United Nations General Assembly on 10th of October. The Department of Road has been asked to complete the maintenance of roads before Ghatasthapana so that people's travel to their destinations would be convenient during the festivals. A meeting of transport entrepreneurs with government representatives held today at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructures and Transport issued such directives. The meeting also decided to request Home Ministry and Nepal Police to effectively implement the decision of not operating vehicles along the BP Highway during night and to open advance ticket booking soon by holding discussion with Department of Transport Management. The Department of Transport Management was further directed to ensure fair transport fare. Present in the meeting were Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal, Secretary Keshav Kumar Sharma, President of the Federation of Nepali National Transport Entrepreneurs Bijay Bahadur Swar, and the employees of the Department of Transport Management, among others. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana said that there are still many challenges for women to reach leadership positions across political and institutional sectors. In her address to the meeting of the world's women foreign ministers in Toronto, Canada on Friday, Minister Rana said that there are several legal provisions ensuring women's equality and inclusive participation and significant progress has been made. But there are still many challenges for women to reach leadership roles. The minister argued that Nepal and other third world countries are relatively facing more problems regarding gender equality and women's rights. In the meeting, Minister Rana highlighted Nepal's continuous fight for gender equality, resulting in improvements in the field within targeted policies and actions. Minister for Forest and Environment N. Bahadur Shahi Thakuri has called for a coordinated efforts among all the state bodies to combat forestry and environmental crimes. Speaking at a workshop on a judicial perspective in disputes regarding environment and forest conservations commenced in Janakpur, the minister said that the roles of the judiciary to citizens are vital to limit the environmental offences. Underlining the need to enable the investment-friendly atmosphere in the environment sector, Minister Sai said that the government aims to promote environmental justice and utilise this sector as a means of empowering the citizens. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, has called upon all the people of Maoist movement to join the process of unity. Addressing the 15th Annual General Assembly of Shahid Pratisthan Nepal at the party's central office in Paris, Dada, Chairperson Dahal said that there is no option for all Maoists to move forward by uniting as everyone has the same goal. He clarified that after a great effort, the bill related to transitional justice has been passed in the federal parliament and approved by the president, and now the process of formation of the commission has proceeded. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Sri Lankans are voting for a new president in the first election since mass protests sparked by the country's worst ever economic crisis that unseated the leader in the year 2022. According to BBC, Saturday's vote is widely regarded as a referendum on economic reforms meant to put the country on the road to recovery. But many are still struggling to make ends meet because of tax hikes and cuts to subsidies and welfare. Multiple analysts predict that economic concerns will be front of mind for voters in what is shaping up to be a close race. A top Hezbollah military commander was killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese capital Beirut on Friday. The major escalation has added to fears of an all-out war. The BBC quoted the Hezbollah as saying that the death of the leader Ibrahim Akil has been confirmed after Israel said he was one of the several senior Hezbollah figures killed in the strike. Earlier, Lebanese officials said that at least 14 people were killed and dozens injured in the strike that hit the densely populated Dahiyas area, a stronghold of the Iran-backed group in the city's southern suburbs. In Beirut, there were chaotic scenes as emergency teams rushed to the site of the attack, rescuing the wounded and searching for people believed to be trapped under the rubble. Up to 30,000 people in two cities of central Japan have been ordered to evacuate after weather forecasters warned of major flooding caused by heavy rain. About 18,000 people in the city of Oshima and another 12,000 in Suzu have been told to seek shelter in Ishikawa Prefecture of Honshu Island. The BBC quoted the Japan Meteorological Agency as saying that an emergency of heavy rain has been issued as the highest alert levels for parts of the prefecture. The United Nations has said the detonation of handheld communication devices in Lebanon could constitute a war crime as Beirut's top diplomat accused Israel of orchestrating what he called a terror attack. The blast that killed at least 37 people and wounded nearly 3,000 on Tuesday and Wednesday targeted communication devices used by the Hezbollah group. The agency France Presse quoted the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, as saying that international humanitarian law prohibits the use of booby-trap devices in the form of apparently harmless portable objects in the Security Council during an emergency session on Lebanon. Hezbollah has vowed retribution and launched its own internal probe into the explosions. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali province and at a few places of Gandaki and Sudarpashchim province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Road Department directed to complete repair. Prime Minister KP Sharma only to meet UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres today. Road Department directed to complete repair of roads before Ghatasthapana to ease travel during festivals. And Sri Lanka votes in first elections since protest ousted president in 2022. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.